All right, we're back. Mark Sunrise. So, Joe DiCamera went down to Philly's fantasy camp. And the bet that they had on the air, Ike, was that he would get five base hits at fantasy camp.
Not hit five times.
No, that he would get five base hits.
Yeah.
Okay? And if he did, then 10 listeners would get to have batting practice down on the field. If he didn't, then he would get his legs and his feet waxed on the air. Mm-hmm. Now, the feet being waxed is, for whatever reason...
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy. The legs, like, you understand what they're doing, but just his feet, I don't know. Anyway, so he didn't get five hits, but he would not fulfill the bet because he said that there's a reason why, and that's why the trial of Joe DiCamera happened today with the Honorable Spike Eskin presiding.
He weaseled his way out of this, paying off this bet.
He weaseled. That was the accusation. Spike is in studio with us. He will give commentary in a second, but here is Spike's final ruling as happened live today on 94 WIP.
I have prepared a statement. Who is that?
Nervous.
Okay.
That's his nervous horse sound.
I was like, did Milt Thompson just... All right. I can't explain how important this case is, not just to everyone in this room, not just to everyone listening, but to us as a people, to humanity, to our world. It's clear to me that Joe DiCamera shows a lack of honor. He shows a lack of accountability. He clearly shows a lack of baseball skill. Making the bet was foolhardy on his part, and then to have the nerve to try to weasel out of paying the bet, frankly, is embarrassing. John, stop laughing. Sorry. I have little doubt that the baseball games in question could have been 30 innings long and Joe would have not gotten the requisite number of hits to win this bet. A nice old lady who could not run and wore a catcher's mask in the field because she was scared of getting hit by the ball got more hits than Joe. I have little doubt that many of his failing body parts would have continued to fail during any extra playing time. But we're not here to litigate Joe's baseball skill. This is not about his character. This is about a bet, and that's where the issue lies. If any of us were to place a bet on an over-under for a player's number of points in a basketball game, an NBA game, let's say, we'd assume that that game is four quarters long and 12 minutes in each quarter. If the game was not four quarters and each quarter was not 12 minutes, we'd have been told beforehand. And if not, for one reason or another, the game did not go that length of time, the bet would be null and void. It wouldn't matter if you bet that Joel Embiid would score 50 points and he only had 14. If the fourth quarter was cut short by just 3 minutes, that bet would be canceled. There is no getting around the fact that the number of innings in the game shows a material change in the understood circumstances of the bet.
Ooh.
While Joe shows a lack of character, again, the state, most notably John Brazier, James Seltzer, and John Ritchie, show a lack of planning, a lack of responsibility. Joe might be the one to hate, but they are the ones to blame. Joe, before I give my judgment, I'd like to tell you how disappointed I am in you. Today, every day, and on a regular basis. Trying to weasel out of this bet is right in line with your character and not surprising to me at all.
It's on brand.
That said, I sadly am going to have to give a verdict of not guilty. Mr. DiCamera, you are sadly free to leave.
Shame.
Wow!
So there you have it.
What the hell is that noise?
It's Joe.
Is that him celebrating?
The Honorable Spike Eskin joins us live in studio. Spike, I...
The Honorable.
Yeah. Yes.
That's in question.
Everybody's mad at me.
Everybody is mad at you.
I got to be fair. I can't just punish the guy.
So here's my take from it, because I listened to almost the
whole
thing.
Judge Lance Ito?
Yes. Yes.
Joe did a...
Just rolling my eyes. Why'd you put the glove on, man?
Joe did a very good job.
I should tell him to put the glove on.
Right. It was the prosecution did a terrible job of trying to prove their case. They seemed like John Brazier and whoever else wasn't really sure why they were here.
They should have been Brazier and Mickey Morandini.
They should have been trying to prove why Joe should have to pay up for the bet, but what they ended up doing is proving nothing, and Joe DiCamera defended himself very well. So based on the evidence that I heard, I agreed with your decision.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I think I was the one initially in the midday show meeting that suggested waxing his legs and feet as the bet. I think that was my idea. I would love to see that. Like, let me just show to you.
So you were actually
Yes.
Surprised and disappointed at the prosecution's case they were presenting.
I would have loved to find him guilty. Look, and I know the listeners can't see this, but I want to show you the difference so you can describe to them. Here is the preparation from the prosecution. They left it here. John Brazier's preparation.
Yeah, it's a napkin it's a napkin that he was at the bar before he came over.
Here is Joe DeCamera's.
What is that, 9 pages? 10 pages?
Meticulous.
He has 10 pages of stuff, of info here.
He was just prepared. I feel on some level that if I had convicted him, it could have been an HR violation because it would have shown that I was doing it unfair because I wanted to punish him.
Wow. I agree with you. And I actually felt the same way you did, which was like everybody knows the camera's a weasel. Everybody knows that he should have paid up to the freaking bet because he wasn't getting 5 hits. If he went to fantasy camp for the next 5 years, he's probably not going to
I'm outraged at this justice system. I'm telling you, man. I'm mad at all parties involved.
But
I'm mad at Joe for his weasel self and not getting his legs waxed like he should have. I'm mad at his co-host, my partner, and John Ritchie for not putting pressure on the prosecution and add more evidence could be convicted. Why didn't he testify today?
John Ritchie was along for the ride.
Yeah, why didn't he testify today?
He didn't participate. If I was Ritchie, I would have made sure that I came in here with something up my sleeve.
Yeah, and I'm mad at the judge for being fair.
Well, look, I think
for being fair and open-minded, I'm mad at him.
I can't control John Brazier and Mickey Morandini, right? They don't work here. They don't work for me.
Right.
But I can tell you that James Seltzer and John Ritchie could have done more. They could have done more.
They're to blame.
And they were the most mad. I'll never forget James Seltzer coming up to me after that first show when Joe said that he wouldn't do it. I've never seen James Seltzer so mad. He told me, you have to do something about this. You can't let him get away with this. And they didn't put the work in. The facts weren't there.
They threw out all this evidence prior to the trial, tainting the public. Right, all this stuff that's out there, it taints the public's mind of what is going to happen in the trial. So we've already convicted Joe DeCamera.
I didn't know if he could get a fair trial.
Right, yeah, he couldn't get a fair trial. And I'm sitting here saying,
but he did.
Yeah, now he knows what it feels like to be a brother. You're going into getting a fair trial. Okay, I just keep throwing stuff out there. Then.
How am I supposed to react to that?
Yeah, don't
yeah,
react to it.
Right.
Yeah, do not
well,
react to
I'll
it.
Just
I'll
say
take
this.
Care of all this. All I'm saying is you were fair and
he's
balanced.
Lucky.
Okay. You were fair and balanced.
Okay, he's lucky it wasn't a jury trial because
he
would have been found guilty.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Can you imagine how long the jury selection process would have taken in that trial?
Years.
Oh, it would have took years with this dude. Yeah.
All right, there he is, the Honorable Spike Eskin.
Sorry, guys. I feel like I've let you down, but I had to do what I had to do.
No, James Seltzer and John Ritchie let everybody
down. They are the ones that really to
they
blame.
They did.
Yeah.
Came up very small today.
We should wax their legs.
Good drop it, Jack.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, the Honorable Spike Eskin.
Yes, good job, though, today. I was tuned in.
It was fun.
I was tuned in.
And if you missed it, go to the radio.com app. You can use the rewind feature. I was on the air at 11:45 discussing it, but
I heard
the trial started at about 12:30, 12. Really, the whole show is the trial.
I've never been more sure of a guilty verdict, man.
Listening to it, there was no way he. Well, before the trial, yes.
I think Spike was just afraid that this was going to happen.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry.
Yeah,
I'm just very emotional.
But here's the other thing. Sometimes justice happens anyway. So if Joe ended up with a pillowcase over his head and was held down and someone was waxing his feet and his legs,
but
I wouldn't
get
say
it up.
That would be wrong, right?
Right.
I mean, ultimately, you know, listen, OJ didn't necessarily go down for that crime, but he spent a lot of time.
Sure got his ass for another one. Get rid of that guy.
Yeah, DeCamera will get his at some
point. Yeah, they sure got it. Yeah, you better not do anything wrong because we're waiting.
All right, we'll come back.
To convict you.
We'll run the phone lines. And what does the Marks and Reese text line have to say today? One particular person mad at me about something.
That's on brand.
Yeah, it's on brand. Marks and Reese text line, your phone call is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen. Marks Jewelers, we talk about him. You hear him. You love him. When you're looking to get engaged, when you're looking for whatever occasion, right? My mom, it was her birthday. Got a beautiful watch for her, for my daughters, their first diamond rings, my wife for her birthday. Marks has an amazing selection of engagement rings as well that fit every budget, or you can create something custom with Marks' award-winning jewelry design team. And when Marks and Reese needed a custom prize for our Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament, you know where we went, Marks Jewelers. So let Jim and his team at Marks earn your business, and it's just one click away. Go to their website, marks-jewelers.com. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, if you want to...
Lil Drake!
There's been a lot
of... Champagne Poppy.
I don't even know what this was.
Come on, it's Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling, bro.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
You know the song, though, if you heard it. The lyrics, you would know it.
Possible that I don't, to be honest. When I'm clueless on something, boy, am I clueless on something. So if you heard us talking a lot about our Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament, mm-hmm. that the first qualifying event was last night.
It's good.
It was awesome. It was at the Trap Tavern. We have a winner. We have a qualifier. They advanced to the finals. There is another one tonight at Barnaby's.
Back-to-back nights?
Well, I will not be there tonight, but WIP and the street team will be.
Okay.
And your chance to win $100 to the winner, and then they also advance to the finals. And the finals winner gets a $1,000 Visa gift card, $1,500 piece of jewelry from Mark's Jewelers, and free beer for a year from Miller Lite. So there you go. So that's tonight at Barnaby's in Aston, Pennsylvania. So get out there tonight. We have videos and pictures and everything else. Spike had a busy 24 hours. He went from being the referee last night at the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament in Trap, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
to the judge at the camera trial today.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, he just doesn't delegate. He's, what is it called, shoot to the pavement? Leather to the pavement?
No doubt about it, man. No doubt about it. Yeah.
And people must trust his judgment. I mean, he's the official last night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's doing a lot of
And by the way, he worked hard last night. Yeah, because he's telling people, he's like, hold on, stop. He's like, stop. No, stop. You really have to make sure your arm goes up. He was a stickler last night, Jack. You saw it.
He definitely was. But he's got to set the precedent.
This is a legitimate contest worth a lot of money. So you just
exactly.
You can't be loosey goosey out there.
Loosey.
But yeah, so just go to 94WIP.com/RPS for the list of all the qualifying events, and we'll keep you updated on all of them as we get going here. But lots of pictures from last night, and also if you haven't seen my 2-year anniversary of the Nick Foles back tattoo, that was today, and that picture is up at Mark Cerise WIP.
I'm an idiot.
Instagram.
A lot of weird stuff on our Instagram.
Yeah, it's dynamite content. As always, great content.
Can't get it anywhere else.
You kidding me?
For sure.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll take as many phone calls as possible. But first, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino with Delaware Park. Watch and wager on pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey at the Casino with Delaware Park Sportsbook. Online, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play a Thursday text line.
Text line.
Millennial Ike is out here trying to give out participation trophies to 500 teams. Jeff and Drexel Hill.
Let them all in.
Participation trophies. How did I become Millennial Ike?
Because you're giving participation trophies. By the way, can we do a participation trophy show, actually? Do you like the participation trophy show, Jack?
I think it's funny.
Because guess what? Mm-hmm. When I don't know how it was with everybody else. When I was playing soccer and baseball in the early, mid, late 80s,
yeah.
everybody got a trophy.
Yeah,
you got a trophy whether or not your team won. When you're 5 years old, there's no championship game. You
right.
get a trophy. It's a team trophy.
Right.
So I always got participation trophies.
Right.
This whole participation trophy is bogus. We've always gotten them. Now, if you're playing professionally and you get a trophy for finishing 5-11, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, in our household, we stopped accepting participation trophies a while ago.
So how old would they have to be for the – once you hit 10, there's no more participation trophies?
No, I would say once they hit like 7 or 8.
That was it?
Yeah, I was pretty much like, yeah, this is ridiculous.
To get a trophy for being on a team?
Yeah.
A 7-year-old, this is like, oh, all right, you know.
Well, why do we need to why do we need to give out trophies?
Well, I don't know if you need to, but I don't know why people get upset because somebody's getting it. It's like when you get your team picture and you hang it up. That's
yeah,
what a trophy is.
Yeah.
You're celebrating celebrating completing a season with your teammates.
How do you think Greg Falker felt when Jack was showing all those damn ribbons?
You meant Greg Falker.
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
You don't know who Greg Falker is?
No.
Come on, Jack.
Who's Greg
Meet
Falker?
The Falkers.
Yeah, it's Greg. Oh, Falker.
Yeah.
You're saying Falker, like Marshall Falk.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Greg
Falker. I knew what he meant.
Yeah.
Okay,
come
I got
on,
it.
He went Jack.
He knew what I meant, too.
No, I know. I love Meet the Parents.
What
a Meet
the Falkers. Underrated movie.
Yes.
Robert De Niro was great in that movie.
How many of those? How many of those trophies did Greg have?
A lot?
A lot of them.
Ike, what about the record books with this extra game? Stat records will be broken. Is that fair to the player who played less games? Brian and Broomall.
Yeah, I know. Jim Brown is heartbroken that Emmitt Smith and every other running back in the top 10 broke his rushing title record when he was playing only 12 games.
All it means is now they're going to throw for 5,500 yes. yards, not 5,000 yards.
I got news for you. Records are made to be broken. If you're a great player, we can see it with our eyes. Like, records are made to be broken. Am I right or wrong?
But also, they are.
I mean, there are records that were broken when it was a 12-team league, when it was a 14-team league, and now it's a 16-team league, and everybody throws for 5,000 or 4,000 yards. Okay.
And by the way, running backs, it's went the other way. Not a lot of players rush for 1,000 yards anymore.
Right.
And that extra game, Jim Brown, when they went to 16 games in a running league, Jim Brown's records were going to get it broken.
It was only a matter of time.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
But here's the thing I mean by that. The record is broken, and people still consider Jim Brown the greatest running back ever.
Yeah, you're right.
The record doesn't matter.
You're right.
Need Justin in Tennessee saying, a Bronco needs his space to buck, added to the soundboard for football season.
A Bronco's got to have his space, boys. I mean, the Bronco's got a buck.
Bob in South Jersey.
It's a good one. Justin's going to need his own portion on the soundboard if I can ever get one in here, Jack.
It's going to take over Gabe.
How's that touchscreen order coming along here? Think it's going well? Is it?
Did we order a touchscreen for you?
No, there's one in front of you. It just doesn't work. Otherwise, it'd be pointed at me so I could use it. Right? Isn't that right here?
I've never touched it.
Yeah. Well, don't, because it might work, actually.
Yeah, I've never touched it.
George Washington's thoughts while chopping down his cherry tree. They should really move the Super Bowl back to President's Day weekend. Jim in the Northeast.
That was actually a good line by you. Or was that by me?
I think you started it, and then I went.
Yeah, you went.
I went
yeah.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we can use my birthday in the holiday so people don't have to. But here's the one thing. If they give an extra bye because of the extra game, that would push it. But that would push it.
Yeah. Would it push it past? At some point they're gonna get rid of the Pro Bowl, aren't they?
But if you added an extra game and an extra bye, you're pushing it past. Aren't you pushing it past President's Day weekend? Or that's where it would.
Well, they can always mess with the start of the season.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It just makes too much sense to Super Bowl Sunday and then the federal holiday the following day. Do it.
Yep.
Good idea. Bad idea. Having John Brazier and Mickey Morandini lead the prosecution of Joe the Toilet to camera? Tom from Abington.
Well, Tom.
That was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea. But I'm not going to blame those guys because this wasn't their battle to fight. This was more on James Seltzer. And while they did a poor job, this is on James Seltzer and John Ritchie. They did a poor job. They more or less didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do to present a case? It was really DeCamber against those two. They could bring in Mickey Morandini and Milt Thompson and all these other people, right?
Let me tell you what I found out with that midday show. The guy who takes the beating every day from everybody might be the smartest person on the show.
I am the greatest thing to ever come from Philly.
He was certainly more prepared today. Dude, I came in.
We thought the deck was stacked against him.
I came in at 11:30. He starts talking about workers' comp and suing the station, and he was down there for work, and he's not doing
Spike.
This and doing that.
He's scared Spike.
Yeah, I bet HR sent a text message like, yo, dude, he's talking about suing for all this stuff. Like, you better be careful.
Really, John? Really? Inventors like Edison, Tesla, and Gutenberg would strongly disagree. Bill in Norristown.
Text line.
Well, listen,
was that in reference to?
To Ron Popeil, set it or forget it. Right, Jack?
What about it? Set it or forget it.
Set it or forget it.
If you followed all the instructional material, you just
set it and forget it.
Right. Well, I mean,
I'm going home to look at this.
You might have heard the term tongue in cheek. I don't think Ron Popeil is really up there with Thomas Edison or Alexander Graham Bell. I'm talking about paid for TV type guys, and Ron Popeil with the pocket fisherman, the smokeless ashtray, the electric food dehydrator, and the set it and forget it, and the Popeil pasta maker.
Goodness
is a hell of an inventor.
God.
And I was not looking at anything when I said.
No, you said all those like you. Memorize them off the top of your head. Goodness gracious.
No, that's how committed I am to paid advertising.
And I don't think I've ever seen this. You said this was national? This isn't a local thing?
Yes, pretty much on most cable stations on Saturday or Sunday morning.
Wow.
You would see, yeah, it's a, you put like a ham in there, it's a rotisserie, and you set it and forget it. And you go, you know, do whatever you want to do, you come back and your food's cooked. I bet you Giglio, in fact, I know he knows what it is. But does Howard Eskin know it? Who Ron Popeil is?
Howard Erskine.
They're coming up next. Let's get one phone call in here. Matt, Bala Kinwood. Matt, what do you have to say about Joe DeCamera?
He's guilty as charged, man. I don't care what kind of evidence he had or didn't have, man. That dude should have been thrown the book at. I'm sorry. He's a squelcher. He squelched on the damn bed. He didn't get
hammer
the
is a tool. That is true.
I'm sorry.
He did, man.
He got off on a technicality.
He got off on a technicality. I can't believe Spike didn't just look at the hardcore evidence and say, dude, you did not get the hits that were required. You're guilty. Instead, Spike went with the, well, you didn't explain it to him beforehand and this and that and the other, and he presented a better case.
It's all true. He did. The spirit of the bet was clearly not met, and that's why Joe should have just done it. I think everybody agrees with that. Joe's a weasel. I'm not on Joe's side, but right. Joe presented a good case, and Seltzer and Richie let the Delaware Valley down. I mean, I think
they really did.
I think it's as simple as that.
They really did.
The way they talked this whole thing up, yes. And they more or less came in without having any plan or like.
I thought it was an open and shut case.
Man, I thought OJ was an open and shut case too, Ikey. Now that worked out. Coming up. Coming up.
I keep laughing because I got like three more I want to throw out there, but probably shouldn't.
All right, maybe for another day. Coming up, we have Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin along for the ride for the first hour. Then Joe takes you for the rest of the evening.
Sixers minus -8 tonight. Book it.
Yeah, I agree.
Book it.
I agree. Take it. Well, Ben and Joe love playing with each other, and we've made this whole thing up about them not liking each other. Didn't you hear, Jack?
I heard like 5 times over the All-Star break.
Guys are coming up next. We smacked them on the butt and everything. Guys are coming up next. We're back tomorrow from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. See ya.